The Colombian government is trying to help former coca farmers to develop legal businesses. On the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta, people who once grew coca are now selling coffee and honey and cocoa and running eco-lodges. But a report released this week shows that coca is still king in much of Colombia. Murray Carpenter reports.
The Sierra is rugged and close to the Caribbean, so it's a haven for wildlife and dope growers. In the 1970s, it was famous for the marijuana called Santa Marta Gold. More recently, it's been home to lots of coca fields, and the finished cocaine has been smuggled out of nearby ports. But an eco-lodge near a national park on the coast suggests change is possible on the Sierra. On this day, Richard Velazquez is welcoming a half dozen guests to the Posada San Rafael. He's been an innkeeper for 2 years.
Estábamos radicando.
Before, we were eradicating coffee plants to plant coca. Now we are renovating the coffee plantations, and we can serve you organic coffee made with our own hands. And we have this ecotourism lodge on the Sierra Nevada.
Velazquez is part of a program known as Guardabosques, or Forest Warden Families. It's a project of Colombia's Social Action Agency and the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. The program offers about $100 a month for 18 months to families that pull up their coca plants and draft plans for legal ventures. Social Action's Jose Juan Echeverry is visiting the Eco Lodge today. He says it's not enough to just find and kill coca plants.
The problem is if you only use a forest strategy, people will continue to grow every time in farther and farther places, cutting down more forests. So if you give them a productive alternative that is viable and sustainable, you will substitute not only the crop, but the source of income, and you'll try to give them a sustainable livelihood on those terms.
Other forest warden families on the Sierra are selling coffee, chocolate, and honey, and thousands more are doing the same elsewhere in Colombia. You can see the extent of the projects at the Tienda Café de la Paz, a store and café in Bogotá. It's on the first floor of an office building confiscated from a narco trafficker, and the shelves feature products from all corners of the country. Olga Lucia Rivera manages the store for the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. She shows off some items from the Department of Antioquia, where coca is a big problem.
Chocolate negro, chocolate con leche, y tenemos también el famoso café cubierto de chocolate.
These are chocolate-covered coffee beans.
Sí.
It's an impressive display, but despite all of these projects, there's still plenty of cocaine to go around. Colombia produces more cocaine than any other country. The United States uses more cocaine than any other country. And nearly all of it comes from Colombia, around 600 tons annually. The U.S. government's multi-billion-dollar Plan Colombia is focused on eradicating coca plants, mostly by spraying herbicides from planes. But this year, Congress doubled the alternative development portion of the plan to $120 million. Back on the Sierra, Richard Velazquez says business is good at the Eco Lodge, where hummingbirds visit flowers along trails between thatched roof cabins and ripe mangoes hang from the trees.
We've had a very nice change of lifestyle because we've gone from illegal work to legal work. And now we have peace in our hearts.
It's a slow transition, farmer by farmer, and the odds are long. The new UN report shows that the number of acres of coca fields actually increased last year, and the total area is now about the same as it was a decade ago. For NPR News, I'm Murray Carpenter.